I'm Jane Curley. I am the curator of the Madeline at 75, or Madeline in New York, depending on where the show is. I'm the curator of this show.
And how did the exhibit come to be?
A friend who's on the board of the Carl Museum, who happens to have licensing for all the Madeline dolls and toys, suggested that we do a show to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Madeline books.
If you were describing this series to someone who didn't know it at all, what would you say it was about?
I'd say it's about a brave little girl who lives in Paris with her friends and with a beloved teacher. They go on adventures. She faces many hardships, but she comes through them bravely. She loves life and adventure.
Now, this is a book that's very different from kids' experiences today. Why do you think it still lives?
That's a very good question. A boarding school in France, who knows about this anymore? It lives because the character of Madeline speaks to any little girl. She's such a role model. She understands bravery. She understands friendship. She understands the excitement that life and new landscapes bring.
What was his inspiration for the visuals? They seem a little post-impressionist.
He was self-taught. He was a flop in school. He never could draw in an art studio. In fact, he drew in the ballroom at the Ritz Hotel where he was working. He said about his drawing style that it had to be quick and fast, like smacking a spoonful of whipped cream on a plate. You got it right or you didn't get it at all. He began his life in the hotel business at the Ritz on Madison and 45th. He worked there for almost 20 years, but he had an ambition to be a cartoonist, and he succeeded in the mid-20s, and his big moment came when Mae Massey, who was the editor of children's books at Viking Press, discovered him. She walked into his studio and she said, "You must write picture books." So he did.
And when that career started, where did he work? Did he have his own studio? Did he work from home?
He was a nomad. He was a wanderer. He couldn't sit still to save his life. So he had studios everywhere from the Plaza Hotel, all around Gramercy Park, down on 8th Street. He had a studio in Paris. He had a studio outside Paris. He painted, as I said, in the ballroom at the Ritz or in an empty suite. He would take over a suite and paint there.
Did he ever talk about what his inspirations were for the stories?
Yes, he did. He said his greatest inspiration was a low bank balance. If you're looking for the beginnings of Madeline, he said she's a concoction of his mother's experience, his wife's name, his daughter Barbara, and of course a lot of himself. He was a bad boy, and the other part of his alter ego, besides Madeline, was Pepito, the bad hat. He was a bad boy. He flunked out of school by the time he was 12, and then he flunked out of his apprenticeship with his uncle in the hotel business, and he ended up facing reform school or exile at age 16 when he shot a waiter who he had a fight with, and he chose, of course, to go to America. He arrived when he was 16, Christmas Eve, all alone. His father was supposed to meet the boat, but he forgot. And so Bemelman's first night in America was spent on Ellis Island.
That's the classic New York experience.
He was the classic New York immigrant. He made his way slowly but surely. It was a hard uphill slog. He served in the American Army. He had a nervous breakdown in the Army in World War I, and that's where he found himself as an artist. Art was what saved him from killing himself.
Did you grow up on these stories?
Absolutely. I've been a fan since I was 4 years old.
What do you hope people will take away from the exhibit?
I hope they come away laughing and smiling. That's what I want them to take away. His wit, his charm, his humor.